You're now back to the Mishnah that says Ba'olul. The Mishnah says Olul is one of the few things that are mitzaros, even though by itself it's not called an oichum, but if it's mixed into meat, and again, to makabel tumas oichum has to be the size of a kibetzah. You have to have an egg size of meat or food, and then if a sheretz touches it, does the food become tummy? Less than a kibetzah, it's not makabel tumah. Now, certain things in the Mishnah, the or the roitiv, even though by themselves not an oichum, but them starve with the food. So one of the cases was the olul. First question, my olul, what is this olul? So Rabbi Yechiel Nomar Martiko, Rashi says it's the Gid HaShedro V'Yatzavar. These are very hard veins, the veins of the backbone, the shedron, or the spine, or else the tzavar, the hard vein of the neck. That's not edible by itself, but with meat, it's mitzarev to make a shear of a kibetzah. Fresh Lakashama means Bosa Shepotosa Sakin. That means when you skin the animal, so on the skin there's a lot of meat. So the knife, you scrape the knife along the skin to try and take off all the meat. But sometimes the knife does not get all the meat off. That's called Shepotosa Sakin. The Sakin skipped it like that it's still stuck to the or to the skin. So that meat that's still stuck on the skin, Mashra by itself, it's not called meat, but it's mitzarev with other meat. Mace, we have a question. It says in the Pasuk by Iyov, V'ulam atem toifle sheker, he called them, all he is, you're giving me, you're telling me sheker, he tells to his friends that they said that you could be healed up, and really, even though he couldn't have been healed up. It says, Roifle olo kuchim, you're telling me with fuas that pertains to an olo, that it's not possible to heal up. He means to say, you're giving me sheker. So it's like this. Bishlem laman diyama martiko, what does olo mean? It means it's hard veins of the neck, or the shed with the spine, haimudla barafua. If that's taken out of the body, it can't be healed up anymore. You can't heal up your spine if you take the spine out. So it's good what Eve was saying, you're giving me sheker. El man diyama bosa shepotosa sak, and it just means the meat. That when you scrape off from the skin, you still left some meat on, so it's regular meat. So that's the question, barafuhi. Sometimes if a piece of meat comes off your body, it's possible still to heal up. You can mechaber it, sew it on, stitch it on, stitch it back to the body again, and it can heal up again. So why did Eve say the colon sheker? It's possible to heal, be healed. So Mer says true. Be all the crew on the pasuk of Eve when it says the word olo the kuliyam lepligi. Everybody agrees there. It means the hard vein of the neck or of the shedra that can't be healed up. Keep pligi. Where's the machlekes over here? Be all the maslisin. Machlekes of Yechon Mishlokish is when our Mishnah says olo to be mitzarif. What does the word olo mean? So the chiddush is that Rosh Lakish holds that Rabbi Yechon holds even martika, even these hard veins that really have no shaykes to oichol to eat, to be eaten, still could be mitzarif with other meat to have a shear of the kibetzah. So Tosh Makor bring a proof. Says Rabbi Yudu Aimer, ha'olul ha'mechunis. If you gather together this meat of the olul, so then it depends. Im yesh kizayis v'mokimech, if you have a kizayis of meat in one place, chayiv molah, means mishum nevela. If you have an animal that died by itself, there's nis nevela on it. So if you gather the meat together and have a kazayas eat it, yichay mishum nevela. The yomer afruna v'usha konsul, that you, the person that had to gather the meat together, whereas after the meat was left on the skin, now you came and you peeled off that meat and gathered it together. So it's like this. Bishtem laman di yoma bota shepotosa sak, and it's this extra meat that was left on the skin. Haimu d'chiyika kazayas mechayat. I could understand if you gather together a kazayas of this meat and eat it, you're eating nevela, like you had gemaras before. It's only by bosa nevela that has the yisur of nevela. I understand why you chayiv. But yeah, laman di yoma martika is talking about these hard veins. So where's the question? Kiyika kazayas, even if you have the kazayas of these veins, my head, they so what? Eitz biyamu, it's not called bosa, it's wood. It's hard like wood. That's not called bosom. So why should it be an iser of nevela? Samara says true. I'll leave the rebuke again late, please. According to the rebuke, everybody agrees that olu means the meat that was stuck on the skin. Keep pligi. Where does Rabbi Yechon say his pshat? I'll leave the rabbon and the rabbon that argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Then what it says like this? Rabbi Yechon omar martiko, these hard veins, nana mitzarev. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The loss of mitzarev to make a kizayis of kibetz of oichol, it's mistarf with the meat. For shloka shamanau, dafka bosa shepotosa sakin, only the soft meat that's still left on the skin, that's called meat. That could be mistarf with other meats to make a kibetz. Avo martika, we have these hard veins, lem mistarf, they're too hard, they're called eight, they're not called bosa, they're not mistarf with other meat to give it a shame, kibetz of oichol. Where's the question now? How are we talking about? What happened over here? That you still have some meat left on the skin. If you like plant eat it, of course it's regular meat. just that you didn't fillet it well, you didn't get it off the skin. It's regular meat. See that if you have in mind to eat it, afilu b'yanpei nafshayim matami. Why does it have to be mitzaref with other food for a masal by itself? It's not a nechru. Why not? By itself also it's real good meat. Vida lechoshel, elma, you don't have in mind to eat it. You have in mind to throw it away or to burn it, whatever you do with the skin. So my question is that betulu botle, it should be bottled completely to the skin. It should be part of the skin, like it should be poka v'shem eichol completely. So my answer is Rav Avin and Rav Meshi, two terutzim like. Each one says a different answer. Chadam one says miktsos echishav alav. Third says you only you had in mind to use part of the meat. The chiddush is once you had in mind to use part of this meat that's left on the skin, all the meat that's left on the skin could be mitzaref. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Even though you didn't have a mind to eat it all, part of it you had a mind to leave on the skin, but since part you had a mind to use, that's enough to make it serve on all the meat left on the skin. The Chadam one says, Miksase potos chaya, or Miksase potos sakin. One is talking about that part of it, potos chaya, means that a chaya bit it. The animal came a bit of Rashi's potos chaya, noshka kelev, that a dog bit the meat off the skin like. The dilbim in abos, it's hanging off the meat. The tzador towards the skin. Yachkach shocht, and then you shecht it. The hiflet gamma sack, and the sack also missed it. When you do a ezem yam polte chayiv ezem sack, we're not sure what happened from what. So in a case like this, that's a chiddush. We don't know this type of meat that's left over, was it because of the chayiv mashma, then it's not called an oichel if a dog bit it off, or else it just happened by itself. So in our suffix, we go to chumri to say that it's still mekabel tumah, that it could be mitzaref with oichel to be mekabel tumah. Now, Tanan Hossam, we learned over there, Mishnah in Tyrus, that hachartum is by a bird, it's a beak, the heart, the beak of the bird. Fiatsipanayim, it's nails. Mitamoyim, umitamin, umitzafin. They themselves could bring tumah into the bird, and they themselves could take, if the bird itself is nevel, or the bird itself is mekabel tumah oichlin, it could take the tumah out. Or mitzarefin, these things also mitzaref with other oichel to make a kibetza of food. The question is, chartam, the beak of the bird, eitz biyama, why is that called an oichel? It's hard like wood. Amorebeloza, the chartam tachtan, it means the bottom part of the chartam, bottom part of the beak. First question, so what? Tachtan ami eitz biyama, mashma, the bottom part of the beak is also very hard. It should be hard like wood. So why is it even mitzaref like kabotumah? So my answer is Amorapapa, it means tachtan shel elyon, whatever this is. The bottom of the top, mashma, like a jaw, like your mouth, is the bottom part of the top part of the beak. For some reason that's a little bit softer, that has some shaykhus to meat. Even though by itself it's not called an oichum, but it's mitzaref with the meat of the bird to make a tumah in case where the bird is not tummy. Just is a little bit less than a kibetza here, and with that it makes it into a kibetza, and now as sheretz touches the bird, you should know the bird is mekabel tumah. It's sort of like you have a kibetza worth of oichel here. That's the kiddush. For the Gemara Gritzi Panayim, the nails, the same thing. The Gritzi Panayim is 8 p.m. It's hard. It's not called an Eichel. Why should the nails be mitzaref? Om Rebbe Lozom, Mokam Amavloyim Bebosa. It means the part of the nails that go deep into your skin. So there they're a little bit soft. So that end part of the nail is a type of an Eichel, enough at least to be mitzaref with other meat. By itself not, but it could be mitzaref. Together it becomes a kamashkin b'shir. Kernayim, the same thing, the horns of an animal. For the markash, the same thing, the chur, it's hard. Amarapapa means also the mokam shechaitchin b'yetim emdam. Again, it means the horns that goes into the basar, that part, when you cut it, blood comes out from there. So that's already a softer part that has shaitchis to basar, to oichol, therefore it's mitzarev to make a shear of oichol. Now it says, ki yoitzaboy ha-shoichet beimah. The Mishnah says, a chiddush over here, that the klolim ha-bekitzah, that we know that a goy is not allowed to eat meat until it's dead. Before it's dead, even a behemoth, tamei is an issa, eva min achai. Right? So now, if a Jew shechs an animal, a kosher, a behemoth, by a Jew we know, once you make the shrit, the cut the two simonim, even though the animal is moving around, there's a heter to eat it. Shrit is matur, it's muta b'achila. Now, by a goy, it's like this. If it's a kosher of behemah, and a Jew makes a shechita, that's always the cloud of lekem midi that's mutter to a Jew, and it's also to a goy. Therefore, since a Jew has the right to eat the meat right away, the goy also has the right to eat the meat. But the question should be on a behemah temeya. Let's say you make a shechita on a behemah temeya. So really it's not called dead until it's really dead, it can't move anymore. Just after Shechita, it's still Mefacheses. Is a guy allowed to eat from the meat? No. It's still called Eva Menacha. You have to wait till it's dead completely. So L'chur shouldn't be Metama Tumas Leichel neither. The Mishnah says the Chiddush though, in the case where a Jew shechs a behemoth tamei, makes a shechita on a pig, and he does it the kavana that the guy should eat from it, so even though really the shechita doesn't do anything, it's on a pig, he can't be matter a pig, but it's called the Meister shechita was done enough that it would be metabel tumas oichlin. That far it goes that we consider this pig now an oichel, since a Meister shechita was done to it by a Jew, l'shein that a guy should eat from it, that's the chiddush that now we consider this an oichel. Some rabbasi, Shonen, we learned Yisroel b'tameya, that if a Jew shechs a pig for a goy, or else very gechavim b'tayra, if a goy comes and makes a shechita on a regular cow, is tricha machshava. There'll only be mekabel tuma on its side you had machshava tidit. That means the Jew had to make the shechita on the pig, and he had machshava that a goy should eat from it. So with his machshava now, it's called enough of an oichel to be mekabel tumas oichlin. The same thing with a goy makes a shechita. L'chur, really, we should have said a goy shechita is zero. There's no shechita here, so then it's not called an oichel until it's really dead. Still, we say no. Since the goy made a shechita on a cow and he had a mind to eat from it, we consider as if the meat is dead now. They're called oichel enough to be mekabel tumas oichlin, but still the hechsher mayim makom acher. In order really for the meat to be mekabel tumas, if a sheretz will come and touch it, it'll only be mekabel tumas if water. There was a hechsher that other water had to come upon the meat, meaning the dam of this shechit is not machir, so you need water to make a machir. Even the Rashi says usually dam of shechit is machir, but that's only dam of shechit that the shechit is really matter the meat to be eaten. But over here the shechit is a posle shechit, so therefore it's only called dam of magefas, dam of a wound, which is not machir. So this meat now still needs a hechsher, therefore you have to have mayim water mimakamacher. Now there was the question, hechsher, why should I have to have hechsher over here? There's a klal, soifla tamatuma chamura. Any time that this piece of meat, or whatever it is, will eventually have a tuma chamura on it, it'll become an avatum, like here this meat. After it's really dead, it's going to be a nevela. Nevela by itself is an avatumah. So now you want to be mekabel tumah before it's really dead, while the animal's moving around. Let's say it still moves around after the shechita for 2 minutes. The question is, those 2 minutes, could it be mekabel tumas oichlin from a sheretz? It's not dead enough to have a tumas nevela. So therefore we're saying the sheretz is going to be metamed if water comes on the meat first. The question is, why? Why do I need hechsher? This meat by itself later will have a tumah chamura. It's going to come into a nevela when it's completely dead. And the klal usually is, the whole shesef or tamah tumah chamura, anything that eventually will have its own tumah chamura, leboy hechsher. Right now you don't have to have a hechsher. How do we know this? The Torah of the Rebbe Shmuel, the pasuk says, v'chiyuta and mayim alzera. When do we need hechsher? When water goes upon seeds, upon regular beans. So mazru, and just like regular beans, shein sef or tamah tumah chamura, there's no way it's going to become an avatuma. Oichel can never be an avatuma. Therefore, tzurich and hechsher, before this beans could be mekabel tumah from a sheretz, it has to first, water has to go upon it. Afkol, same thing all over. Shein sefer tam tumah chamura. Type of food that will never have its own tumah chamura. Tzrich hechsher, needs a hechsher. My shenkin over here, a dead behemoth, when it's really dead, it's going to have a tumah nevela on it. So now even before it's dead, if you made a shechita on it, that's enough to give it a shame tumah soichlin, you should not have to have a hechsher mayim. V'tan yosu v'ladom rab yosim, if Naomi, why was it said? Nevelas oif tor. And the veilus oiftor died. So say, in order for the mekabel tumas oichlin, it needs machshava, you have a mind to eat it, but it does need hechsher, you don't have to have water go on it. What's the reason? We know by the veilus oiftor, the loch is once you eat it and you swallow it, b'shas you swallow it, it's metama the person. It becomes like an avatuma when you swallow it. So since the bird by itself will have an avatum when you swallow it, so even now if you just touch it, you're not tamei, but it could be mekabel tumas oichlin, or be tamei just by touching it, and therefore it does not need hechsher. So back to our question here, what do we need hechsher for? This behemoth will have a tumas nevela. So Machiski says, hol v'yochol agorua ulamida pokos mikzayis. But for this animal right now, it's not totally dead yet. There's no tumas nevela on it. It's the only question that's called an oichel. But I'll tell you, since right now you could cut up this animal into pieces, and each piece would be less than the size of a kezayis, so then it has no tumas nevela. Tumas nevela is only on a kezayis of meat. So since it's possible to go or to schlep or to drag it apart, will Amid make this whole animal into less than a kezayis? So it's possible there'll be no tumas nevela. Therefore, if you wanted to have a tumas oichel now, yes, it needs hechsher. That's Chizkiyahu's chiddush. Shochat po shnayim. Right, I think it's by a behemoth tamei we're talking about over here, that a Jew is shechting a behemoth tamei, the chiddush of our Mishnah, for a guy. So it says, shochat po shnayim, the Jew made a shechita on two simonim, or roiv shnayim. Good, he made a kosher shechita, but the animal is still shaking, moving around, it's not totally dead yet. So Chizkiyahu Mechizk himself says, Emily Yavorim, we do not consider this meat as if right now it's torn apart, and there should be called an Isser Eivim and Achai on it, like we'll soon see. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, Yeshlin Yavorim, we consider this piece of meat now as if it's torn apart, and therefore as if you tore a piece of meat off it while it's still Mephacheses. Kolzaman, the animal is jumping around still, it has no Tumas Nevela, so it's Siddur Achai. And therefore, if you pull off meat off it, it has an Isser Eivim and Achai, and it will remain also for goy teeth from it. So now, Chizkiyahu says, no, now the animal is totally whole, it's a complete animal, we do not consider as if you pulled off any meat right now, that's called Einoli Yavorim. Therefore, why? Mesi. Why? Because Chizkiyahu considers the Mesa right now. So since it's a Mesa right now, it has no Isser Eivim and Achai. Eivim and Achai is only before the animal is totally dead. If you pull off a piece of meat, it remains an Isser on that piece of meat. Chizkiyahu Mashmal here know that once you made a shechita on this animal, it's called totally dead, and therefore, like, even if you would pull off a piece of meat right now, there would be no Isser Eivim and Achai. So if it's called totally dead right now, so how could Chizkiyahu before say it has no Tumas Nevela? Because you may cut it up into pieces before it's totally dead. Mashmir Chizkiyahu calls it totally dead right now. As soon as you made a shechita on it, right now he says, there's no Isser Eivim and Achai, why not have minariz? Because it's totally dead. So it's a stero. Is the animal considered totally dead after the shechita or not? Before Rabbi Yochanan Chizkiyahu said, no, it's not called totally dead. There's no Issa, there's no Tuma Nevela yet. And therefore, you may cut it up into small pieces, they'll never have a Tumas Nevela. And therefore, you're saying it needs Sarach Hechsher, Mayim. And here Chizkiyahu is saying, Mashmano, that even if you cut off a piece of meat from it right now, it has no Issa Reza Menachai, the animal is considered dead. Rabbi Yochanan Namano, Yeshnu Levorim, we do consider this Levorim. Why? Lav Mesi, it's not called a Mesi, it's not dead yet. And therefore, if you pull off a piece of meat right now, there would be an Isser Eivim and Achai from it. So it's a stira. Omlai says like this, the Shan Chizki is, Yotzeso Michlal Chaya, Enechnam, it's not called a live animal yet. Therefore, there's no Isser Eivim and Achai on it. But a Lechal Mesele Bos, but again, the Tumas Nevela, that's totally dead, it's not 100% dead. It's not called alive, but it's not called dead. So therefore, again, to the Isser Eivim and Achai, he holds there's no Isser. Because if you pull off a piece of meat right now, it's not called alive. So it has no Isser Eivim and Achai. But does it have Tumas Nevela yet? No, it's not called Mesa. Gufo, we just say, Shokha Boshnan, he made a shechita to Simonim. Or Roshnan, to Rovit. Fredan, with the guys, they're still moving around. Chit, Giyon, Enu, Yavorm, there's no Isser Eivim and Achai in this animal. If you can know, yes, there is an Isser Eivim and Achai. Omer Reb Lodi, Shino, Nokot, Lehot, Reb Yochanan, Biyodoch, keep Reb Yochanan's words, he's right. The Tana Rabosh Kavosh, Rabosh also learns like this. The Tana Rabosh Yoh, Yisrael Sheshokat Beimet Tamilat Rechov, like in our Mishnah, a Jew shechs a pig for a guy. So it's like this. Shokot Poshnaim, he shechs two simonim, a roshnaim, rov simonim, with a ches, and the animal still moving around, metama tumas ochlin. It could be metama tumas, that's the chiddush, like our Mishnah. Even though there's no head to teed it really, still it has a tumas ochlin right now. Avalo tumas nevela. But it has no tumas nevela. So you see clearly it's not called a mesa completely. It has no tumas nevela. And still, Avra Perush Menu to Perush Menachai. And if you pull off a piece of meat now, yes, it would have an Issa Avra Menachai. The same thing with Bosa Perush Menu, it's Kabosa Perush Menachai. There's two Issum, there's Avra Menachai, and there's Bosa Menachai. And therefore, the Yosnov Neimarech, that a guy cannot eat from this meat, even if the animal really dies, still we consider that this meat was pulled off before. I'm not sure it's considered, or in case we did pull off the meat, but the meat came off before it really died, so it was chal nisr avim and a chai on it, and it remains thus to regard to it. So it's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Shvatz le being shokot ba'ech, let's say the Jew only shechts one simon of the pig, or roi ve'echod, then nothing. Ein the matam with the mesbech is not called an echod at all, since it's not totally dead, it's not called an echod yet. Nochro, let's say make a mechiri, strangle it. Ein ba tumah shaklim. Oh, same thing, it means nothing. The animal is not dead yet until it's totally dead, even though it's still moving around, it has no tumah, it's not called an echod yet. What's the Bibi of the Kehovim, the Goy, Shashaka, Dayim, Eternal Yisrael? That's the opposite of Goy, Shechs, a cow, for a Jew. And if a Ches is moving around, so also the Chiddush, the Talmud to Mesorach and the Chiddush. But even though there's no head to teach from the meat, but since the Shechita was done to it, it has to Mesorach. Avalei to Mesorach, but it's not dead yet, it has to Mesorach. Eva, Parashim Menach, Parashim Menachai, if you pull up a piece of meat right now, there would be an Israel of Menachai. Or Bosa Parashim Menach, Parashim Menachai, the Yosef of Menach, Rafil Yachashet and Nafshah. And the Goy cannot eat from this, even after the Nefesh came out. Because since the Goy made the Shechit, there's no Heter HaShechit, the Jew sure cannot eat from it. So in the Geir Tadim with B'nai Noach, his Nis Reva Menachai remains also. What's going to be Shok of the Echad, the Goy makes one Simen, or Reva Echad, the same thing, any Tumas HaSechlin, means nothing. There's no Shechit at all, so since the animal is still alive, there's no Tumas HaSechlin. Nochor, the same thing, if you strangle it, and but Tumas HaSechlin, the same thing, Kozman, it's not totally dead if it's moving around. It's still called the Ksaf Chai. It has no Tumas Eichlin. When the animal's alive, it has no Tumas Eichlin. Shokov, it's a Kozman, the Mokim, Shonais, and the Tray. Let's say a Goy started the Shechita. He didn't make it into a Tray for yet. Well, Goy is where the Gomer, the Jew comes and finishes off the Shechita by a regular cow. Ksheira, it's a good Shechita. Since the Goy's beginning meant nothing, he just cut the skin. What's going to be Shokov, Yisrael? Let's say a Jew started the Shechita. They made a big cut, a small cut, but the guy comes and finishes off the shechita, sula. That's a lot, the guy can make a shechita. So the guy finishes off the shechita, you need his cutting to make a shechita, or the guy can't make a shechita. Somebody wants to eat from an animal before it's really dead, somebody writes its mutter. Yes, you made a shechita, it's kosher teeth, so cut off a kazayas meat. Me based shkitos in place where you shecht it, or molcha yaf yafa, salt it very well, or madicha yaf yafa, just wash it off, make sure there's no blood on the outside of it. But midrabonin, umantla station afsha, you should wait until the animal dies completely. Rashi says only midrabonin. But midiraisida, once you made a shkita, that's matter to meat eat. The yachlai. And echo the kovni, echo you swell matorin bay. Even a guy could eat this meat, even a real savim and a chai, but that's the klal. Once it's mutter for Yisrael, there's nothing that's mutter for Yisrael, it's also to a guy.
Now the Gemara says again, Misayla l'Ravidi v'Ravin. Should we know the proof to Ravidi v'Ravin? The Yom Ravidi v'Ravin. He says, Om Rav Yitzchak, name of Rav Yitzchak, Bar Ashiyan, that Haroitzi Sheyavri. Somebody wants to stay healthy, so Chaytich he should cut off Kezayis Vosik Sayis of meat, Mi Beis Shchita, from the place the Shchita means by the neck, right after you make the Shchita, even when the animal is still moving around. Ol Molcha Yofi Yofi, he could salt that meat very well. And then you should wash it off very well to make sure there's no blood on the outside. And then you should wait until the animal dies first. Like Rashi says, this is only the Rabbanan de Kamocha. That midi raisavada, once you make a shrit, it's mutter to eat it right away. It's only midi Rabbanan, though, it's not smach the Rashi brings down, it's smach the Rabbanan b'yalmihi, with Ashna Postagov, that the Moran Selegin says, Minayin lechem a behema kodim shteitzi nafshe shubalefasei. You should not eat from a behema before it really dies, before the nefesh goes out. Shnema le teuchlo al adam. Rashi says, about the son in yasmach to the rabbonim b'yalmuhu. For a koponim with the rabbonim, though, you should not eat from the meat until ashteitzi nafshe. Again, the locher is again, echor of the kachopim, whether it's a goy, v'echod yisro motorim boy, that even a goy or a yid is allowed to eat from this. So by a Jew, pshita. The Chiddush is, even though by a goy lechur a shechita doesn't mean anything, so I said the animal is still alive, let there be an Israel in a chai, but if the crowd know that since it's mutter for Yisrael to eat it, and by Yisrael the pshat is, since he made a good shechita, the shechita is mutter completely, so I said Ruadin, even a goy is also allowed to eat it. Because we don't have anything that's mutter to a Jew, it's also to a goy. Yes, I call upon the Gemara we had before about Yeshtin Levorm and a Levorm. Itaka means, again, the case there was where you made a Goy or a Jew made a Shechita and a Behemoth Temeya before he made a shchita on a behemah tameya al menasa to goyshelit from it. And the question is now, before it dies completely, cut off a piece of meat, would there be an yisrael v'menachai for goy or not? That was my focus before Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan. But not that you, it means, not if you don't, only if you cut off. If you cut off a piece of meat at that time, that was a shiloh, would there be chal nisrael v'menachai or not? And we talk a pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan before that it would be also for goy. That Lamaisa, if somebody pulled off a piece of meat off the animal before it was taken nafsha, even though a shechita was done on it, and even though it has tumas eichlin, but again, since it's a behemoth tameya, so Lamaisa is not muta be'achila. It's only Yisroel to say it's called an eichel enough for tumas eichlin to be chal on it. But Lamaisa is still called the chai, still called the lie, like Rabbi Yochanan said, and therefore there would be an Yisroel even in a chai on it. But the Yasser for goy teeth from that meat. So the only answer it is, he has to wait until the animal dies completely, and then he could cut off a piece of meat, then eat that animal. Now the Gemara says, "Boy, you Reb Lozer, Reb Lozer has a shout like this. Show you bo. Let's say you waited in between. Again, the Stamman of Behemoth Tumeya, where the Jew is making the Shechita, and after goy should eat from it, and he started to make the Shechita, but he had Tsulim in the Shechita. He waited in between the Shechita, show you bo. Rez Doraz bo. Or else he trampled it, he pushed the knife down. So ma, what's the locha? Is that called the shechita enough to give it a shame to Masechlin? Or maybe no, the shechita means nothing. So Omala Yehu Saba, the Saba said back, that Hochim Yitzvah Rabbi Yechanan, Hochim Rabbi Yechanan, that Tzvika Hechsher, shechita kibahema tohera. Kibahema tohera. That it needs a kosher shechita. That's what our Mishnah says, if a Jew makes a shechita in a behema tameyam, that it has a tumas eichlin, that's only if you made a kosher shechita. But over here, that you made a shi or a doris, that you waited in between, you pressed down on the knife, you didn't make a kosher shechita, that means nothing. Mechlin tzrich hechsher shechita kibahema teira. Someone says, no, hechsher lemai, what does it mean you have to have a hechsher? What does the hechsher mean over here? The Rashi says, the mai hechusa kadaya kuli hai hechsher shechita b'teira. What do you mean to medai the Lashon so much? A hechsher shechita b'teira, just say you have to have a kosher shechita. What's this extra lashon of that has to be a hechsher shechita kibayim atayro? So my answer is Amar Shmuel by Yitzchak, the dika sakin. It means to say you have to even check out the knife before the shechita. Even that, when the Jew again shechta kibayim atayro, you have to even check out the sakin. Now boyi minera b'zera moshesis. B'zera sounds from moshesis. Ma'u shetatzal ala b'luyim shebetaychay. Now we know the halacha is, when a behemoth is alive, and let's say it swallows a ring, and then the behemoth goes into a house that a mace is there. So even though there's a tumas oil, so the mace is matam everything in the house, but what's belua, what's swallowed up inside the animal, does not receive any tumah. That's only when the animal is alive. If the animal is dead though, the animal itself is makabel tumah. So then what's inside it is also makabel tumah. So that's our shaila now, again, in the case of the Mishnah, where the Jew made the shechita on this behemoth tameya, and before it died, before it's taken out, the stum of hacheses, do we consider it like it's mesa ready to say that it's not matzil, or no, lemaisa, the animal is still alive, it would protect the ring inside and not to makabel tuma. So Amalei said back to him, listen, mitama tuma feichlin umatelis, that the Mishnah says as soon as you make the shechita, it has a shame oichol to be makabel tuma feichlin. So if the behemoth, the meat is makabel tumas eichlin, avada can't protect you from tumas meis, avada what's inside it would become tummy. Omele said back to no, eina metama tumas nevela, but listen, the meat is not called dead yet, the animal does not have tumas nevela. So the light tatzel shouldn't it save it, like for sure it's a sword, should protect it still. The mice of the animal still called alive, we see it's not, doesn't have tumas nevela. So the sword should protect it. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Enechnami, Eina matzelas ala blue shabatoche, no. He should know that this animal cannot protect what's blue inside it. So a metamatum asechlin. Because lamaisa, since the shechita was done to it, and it was done the shem achila, even though it's a behemoth tamei, it's not matzelas achilam, but I call upon the shechita neisa, but it's called an oichol, to be metamatum asechlin. So once it has shechis to tuma, it can't be matzel, it can't protect you anymore. And also, v'haraveya, if a man lives with this animal right now, haravei is chayav, the man is chayav misa. To eina metama tumas neveila, because the maisa, the animal is not called dead completely yet. It has no tumas neveila. So negayit to the Yisra Rosei, it's still called a chai. And therefore, a man will be chai of Misa for living with this behemah. That that we said, a man is Revei Behemah, so that behemah is alive, the behemah is dead, he's not chai of Misa for it. So negayit to Revei, since it's not a nevela, it would be chai. But negayit to say, it will be matzuyu, menatuma, that's a slow, even though the animal is called alive, but since it has already tumas eichom, whenever it has shaykhus to tumah, the male can't be matzah from tumas ameis. Now, if you do aimer olul, back to the mission, if you hold this olul, the skin, the meat that's on the skin, if you gather it together and have a kizai, it's a chayim mishum nereila. So, Amar Rav, who mevusha konsul, that a person himself had to gather together that kizai of meat, that shows you have got to use it. I will leave this for the next daf. Just one part on Omer, we learned in Omer Aleph here. That the question was, by the Olul, if you have a machshava, then it's mistar. So more is the question, you have a machshava, titis mit lechurch yumatama by itself. So more gave two truths in. Chad was mitzosai chishav olov, chadov mitzosai potos achaya. So Pshat, as Rashi says, you mechashiv tit half of it, the other half not. And you don't know which half yes, which half no, so together it's mistar with other meat. Same thing, mitzosa potosa chai means of a chai if a kelev bit off that meat. So that meat, for sure, you're not mevata to the skin. That meat would be metama. But the other meat that's still left on the skin, that should be mevata. So we don't know which is which. That's the halacha by itself, taka would not be mekabotuma. But our koponim, it's mitzaref with other things to mashlun the shir. But siref it is, because for sure, like chatzir, the part of it is a meichel. So that part of it would be mitzaref. The shear to make a tumas oath on it. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.